Local 107.3 FM presents the mixtape.
And Ladders by Tough Age from the record I Get the Feeling Central, coming out towards the end of June 2015. Welcome to another edition of The Mixed Tape. My name is Brian Cleveland. Been on hiatus for just a couple of weeks here. If you're tuning in towards the middle of August 2015, the 18th to be exact, as we're doing this live in the studio, Local 107.3 FM. Been pretty crazy year so far for me, and it's getting a little wackier in about 10 weeks or so, because we have me and my wife have our first baby on the way, so decided that it was an opportune time to take a little bit of a break from the show, hiatus, if you will, for this program that has been on the air in different forms for essentially 10 years with very little to no break, bringing you 100% Canadian music every single week for the last couple of years, as that was a format change not all that long ago. Different co-hosts, and been doing the show with my friend Tom for quite some time as well, at points in there as well. So that's all just to say I'm back this week because it is our SoCan tracking week, and maybe I'll get into that a little bit more later in the program if you're interested in a little bit of the ins and outs of the radio business here in nonprofit land. And we report to the Society of Composers, Authors, and Music Publishers of Canada throughout the year to let them know the artists that we're playing so that they can get paid. So today is an opportunity for me to play some of my favorites. So they'll get some small checks in the mail, hopefully, if they've registered their music through SoCan. I'll tell you a little bit more about that. But that also means that I want to get through as much music as possible to bring you as many different spins and to get as many of my friends paid. So we're going to hear from Pat LePoitvin. He has a new one out. It's called Family. It's a 4-track EP. And here is a track right now, right here on the mixtape called Under the Skin.
For my love, I heard you roar on the water's edge. I hear no sound. Let us walk on down to the river and clean ourselves from past loss. Let us try and make things better. Find out that the roots are wrong. Just let the tide take me in again. Let the tide take me in again. Just let this man finally learn to swim.
As train as it circles around. Time has stopped on the hands of the station clock, and the only thing that's moving is the train. The only thing that's moving is the train.
From her new album, that was Alison Brown. That record's called Stitches and Incisions. And that was the lead track from that record, Model Railroad Town. You're tuned into the mixtape. My name is Brian Cleveland with you for a full hour of brand new Canadian music this week on our SoCan Tracking Week, getting some artists paid. I'll tell you a little bit more about that in just a moment, but we'll continue to run down the fine tracks you just heard in that last set of music. You heard from Fake Palms. This one's a new release, self-titled, from Buzz Records. It's actually about to come out in a couple of weeks officially, so be sure to check that one out. And it is coming out on August the 28th, 2015. If you listen to this live on Local 107.3 FM, it is August the 18th, 2015. Or perhaps you're listening on one of our syndicates, and it's probably pretty close to that date. And that was also the lead track from that record. That one is called Fever Dreams. We heard from Gypsophilia from Halifax. They have a new one out called Night Swimming. Came out towards the end of May or so, and you heard a track from that one called Long Shadows. We kicked off that set of tunes with Pat LaPoitvin. Pat is someone I'm not really sure where he's residing right now. He's been all over the place. When I came to know of him, he was in Sackville and then Toronto, and then I think he's in Halifax after that, maybe back Sackville. I'm not sure whereabouts he is, but he puts out some pretty cool folk tunes, lots of layered looping ukulele and all that sort of stuff. And you heard a track from his new EP. The new EP is entitled Family, and that was a track called Under the Skin. Find more about that at patlapoivant.com, or, you know, just search for it wherever you might find that sort of stuff. And we kicked off the program nearly about 20 minutes ago with Tough Age. They have a super awesome new record out on Mint Records, one of the finest Canadian record labels. Another one that I really enjoy, Buzz Records, of course. We played this as well. And Tough Age's new album is called I Get the Feeling Central. You've heard it on the show before. It came out towards the end of June, and we heard a track from that one called Snakes and Ladders. So we're going to break the fourth wall a little bit, if you will. Always try to encourage our programmers in community radio not to use too much lingo and not to, you know, we assume that people know what we're talking about when we say things like tracking sheets and playbox and et cetera, et cetera, et cetera. And so SoCan is, you know, another one of the things. What is SoCan? You've probably been hearing people talk about SoCan, SoCan Tracking Week, these kinds of things over the last couple of days of programming, if you're listening here at CFMH in St. John, New Brunswick. SoCan is the Society of Composers, Authors, and Music Publishers of Canada. As I've mentioned before, I've been doing the show on and off the air for about 10 years or so, and thought I had a good sense of what SoCan was and how it worked, and how the tracking worked. But at the conference this year, which was also hosted in St. John, the National Campus Community Radio Conference, we had an opportunity to speak a little bit with Tim Hardy from SoCan, who works out of the office in Halifax, and told us a little bit more about it. Because so basically radio stations, and as well as many other people that have to license music, pay into a fund that goes out to artists. And as a part of that, when we, because we have a budget of a certain size, we get tracked 2 times a year for 3 days, and we basically tell SoCan, these are artists that we played, and then they say, okay, we're going to send out money to them. But I never really understood how it worked beyond that. And I think the main concern always for community radio is that the artists that we're getting, that we're playing, are actually getting paid, and that money is not going elsewhere or to big, you know, they always say that the money goes out to artists, but who are they going out to? Because we talk to lots of artists and we say, well, we played you, and they never get checks. So there is an onus on the artist to actually register their song with SoCan, and that way they'll get the money that is owed to them. And in addition to that, they will also hold on to the money. So if you're a musician out there and you haven't registered your songs with SoCan, they might be holding on to money that basically, as soon as you register, they're going to cut you a check. So that is something that you should probably look into. It is free to register SOCAN. As far as I can tell, there's not really any downsides to it. Perhaps I'm wrong. I'd be more than willing to be educated on that fact. We also learned that the money that goes into the community radio pool from the specific tariff we pay doesn't get added elsewhere. So that money specifically does go out to those artists. And the last time they checked, I guess, for the previous year, the payout was about $6 per play. So pretty much every one of these artists that I play today will be getting around a $6 check in the mail if they've registered their songs. It also apparently takes anywhere between 2 to 3 quarters. So it might take about 9 months for you to get your check. But anyway, it's pretty interesting. I encourage you to read up on it a little bit more. I've had some long-standing frustrations with SOCAN. I still find some of their things a little frustrating, that they could make some of their tools, some tools for us that would make everything a little bit easier. But it was interesting to learn a little bit more, and we'll see how it all plays out and if the artists that I play actually get paid. So that means I have about half an hour to play as many more Canadian artists as I can, because then they'll get some small amount of payola in the mail. So we're going to move on to St. John's Own Bad People, their latest EP, which is called Little One. We're going to hear a track from that one right now. It is called Back It Up. Take It Back. Back It Up. Where did that name come from? Who knows? Take It Back. It is from the EP Little One. Again, you're listening to The Mixtape, brought to you by Local 107.3 FM in St. John, New Brunswick.
Say you got make up your own mind and piece together. You chewed the horns of this off and left them as an offering in the culvert. Best attempts to lead you to distraction. So come on, don't hide. Go on, don't hide. Come on, don't. Lost in your Georgia sense, chewed out. Don't tell me you wouldn't know by now. The worst of it all is cycled round. Oh. Oh,
from their debut record, Pummeled. That was Stegosaurus. Probably going to play that one a little bit later on, maybe if we have a little bit extra time, just because that's one I dig a lot. Really cool record, and that was a track called Pariah. We heard High Strung on Zen by Fountain from Fountain 2. They're not all that distantly released. Fine new album. Definitely check that one out of Victoria. Really cool band. We also heard from Paperbeat Scissors, new record Go On, and the title and closing track from that album on Forward Music Group, and St. John's Own Bad People with an EP called Little One, which came out not too long ago, and we heard a track from that one called Take It Back. They actually just put out a new live record, so check that out as well. It's all available on their Bandcamp, and we'll be sure to spin some tracks here on the station as well. In fact, I've already heard people spinning it a fair amount. We're going to move on to a group called Les Marinelli. I've been wanting to give this one some spins for a while now. I haven't had tons of chances, had the odd track here or there. But we're going to hear the two closing tracks from this one called Tough, Tarot 1 and Tarot 2. Their new record's called Ile de Rêve. We're also going to hear from Crystallize, Hey Mother Death. Got some other things here as well. About 20 odd minutes left here on the mixtapes. So don't go anywhere. Here is Tarot 1 and Tarot 2 by Les Marinelli.
Highway. Can't escape the highway. No escape. No choice. Can go out for a moment, but no escape from where you are. There is no escape from where you are. It is embarrassing to be where you are, but no escape.
Stone out. grow. Made you feel special, made you feel old. Cause when you find that dead end, not new but full, no more a gentle, gracious soul. So don't fall in love, turns us into a stone. The hollow woman that tried to solve. Cause when I go away, you won't know I'm gone. Don't fall in love, turns us into a stone. To warn him about these dark days, but we had it buried, we had it made. So I took a shot, but he missed the game. And so our stalemate irradiates. So don't fall in love, turn the sand into a stone. The hollow woman that tried a song. Cause when I go away, fall in love, turn the sand into a stone. Don't fall in love, turn the sand into a stone.
From her new independently released folk EP, The Wharf, that was Karina Rose with Don't Fall in Love right here on the mixtape as we round out towards the end of the program. We also heard the title track from the new EP by Hey Mother Death on Paperbag Records, Highway. We heard The Future by Crystal Eyes from their new release, also a six-track EP called No Man Is an Island. And we heard Tarot 1 and Tarot 2 by the Les Marinelli from their record Il de Reve as we close out the mixtape for another week here during our SoCan tracking week, playing all kinds of Canadian music to get some fine artists paid from the collection that SoCan has amassed and their duty to do so. And again, you've been tuned into the mixtape. This show has aired live on Local 107.3 FM on August the 18th, 2015, but you might be listening to it elsewhere at a different time on a different day. So hello to you for wherever you might be, and thanks so much for tuning in. The show can be found on radioforall.net for your own personal download. You can also subscribe and check it out for download on iTunes. It is also broadcast on many fine Canadian campus and community radio stations, the great airing partners of the show, and thanks to all those fine folks across the country, including CFUV, CKDU, CJMP, Peach City Radio, and all parts in between. And we also say hello to you if you happen to be listening on those stations. So we're going to close out here, just a couple of minutes left once again, and we have another new release on Paperbag Records. This is the latest record from Teen Days. It is called Morning World, and we're going to hear a track from that one called Garden Grove. Thanks so much for checking it out. Hope you have a good one, and enjoy the rest of your week.